93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Hey there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
It is time to talk reality TV. We've got Laura and Austin on the phone. How are you guys?
We are doing great.
Thank you guys.
For a beautiful day.
Yeah.
We're excited to be talking to you today.
Well, we're excited to have you on as well. And as I've been telling folks, you guys are, local couple here competing on a reality TV show called Shedding for the Wedding. This is where you have to lose weight and try to win your dream wedding, right?
Yep, it's two great things in one. Every bride wants to look their best for their wedding day, and this is an awesome opportunity for us to kind of get in our best shape that we possibly can be in for life and starting our future together, and then have the wedding of our dreams paid for.
Okay, so for folks who are just getting in on this and maybe haven't had a chance to see the show, did you guys compete to get on this reality show? How did you hear about this? I mean, it's so crazy to have a local couple, because you guys are filming in Los Angeles, right?
Yep. We filmed in Los Angeles. We actually had our engagement pictures taken at Memorial Stadium, and we posted them on Facebook, and we were contacted by a casting producer, and the rest is, I guess, kind of history now. We went through the process, and they ended up selecting us.
And I did have a chance to see those pictures. They were on the first episode of the show. They kind of showed those. What a great idea to get your pictures at Memorial Stadium. And you guys, what is your dream wedding? What is it that you guys want to have for your dream wedding that you're trying to win?
Kind of like our pictures. We're both huge football enthusiasts. We love coming together each fall and sharing, watching the games. He's a big Packers fan, and I'm a big Chicago Bears fan, but we both agree for U of I.
That's
why we got our pictures taken in the stadium. So our dream wedding kind of is themed around football with, a tailgate instead of a cocktail hour, and kind of the festivities that come with a big, exciting game, lots of cheer, lots of color, all kinds of different variety of snack foods and health foods, but, just everything that's fun. We want to have a marching band greet our guests and lots of live music and entertainment. Everything that you kind of feel when you're getting excited for like a Super Bowl party.
So now, okay, so you post these really unique, fun pictures of you guys getting engaged at Memorial Stadium on your Facebook page, and then this casting director out of nowhere calls you up and asks you to be on a reality show. What did you think when you first got that call, and when did you find that it wouldn't just be competing to get your wedding, but it's also about losing weight?
They actually found Austin, so I'll let him answer.
Okay.
I thought it was a hoax at first, to be honest. To find a couple kids in Central Illinois on Facebook, I thought was a little unreal. But I went ahead and, I talked to Laura about it, and it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and, it was just a dream come true to be able to, compete for everything we were able to compete for.
And it must have...
very lucky. A lot of the other couples, sought out this opportunity and told us what the application process was for them. So I felt like, fate was on our side, that we were approached and they found us, and why not, try this opportunity out.
Well, and what's crazy is it had to have been a really big decision for you, because you guys are both very busy. I mean, Laura, you're going to school here, right?
Yep, I'm in grad school at the University of Illinois at the School of Labor and Employment Relations, getting my master's in human resource, and Austin's an executive chef in Anson and Champaign. So, we kind of went back and forth, and we had a lot of long conversations with family and friends, and, we have two dogs at home that need our support, and kind of just pulling together, everybody's opinions and what they thought we should do, and then kind of ultimately what we decided we wanted to do and how we could justify, putting life on hold and trying this opportunity out. And, it's been a gift. The trainers, Nikki and Jennifer, are phenomenal. They're your worst best friends.
Right.
Always trying to make us healthy. We've got fabulous nutritionists that have taught us so much more than we could do, alone here at home. And so it seemed like the positives definitely outweighed any of the risks. Okay. Especially with the support system we had,
right,
rooting us on and cheering for us, knowing that we'd come home being happier and healthier and you know, these opportunities don't just knock on your door to be ignored.
Right. Well, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Laura and Austin, and they are a local couple, and they're competing on a reality TV show that's called Shedding for the Wedding, where they're actually competing for their dream wedding, but they have to, they win it by losing weight. And so as I've been watching these episodes, first of all, you guys are doing a great job of hanging in there for sure. And I was really happy for you guys. The last episode, you guys have lost a combined 49 pounds, and that's just in 4 weeks, right?
Yep, every week we weigh in. So it's once a week, and you weigh in as a couple. I have to tell you, Austin's doing the grunt work and losing the weight. I think it's a little easier for guys than girls, but they put us through some workouts that I've never even heard of or dreamed of doing in my life, and it's a lot of effort. But I think the important thing is that as, you know, a group, we've realized whether it's 1 pound each a week or, you know, double digits, it's moving forward and not getting stuck and, you know, making progress. And so we're a competitive group that all want the grand prize, but we're also very supportive for each other and know that anyone watching at home trying to find inspiration has to realize, you know, a pound is still something great to be proud of.
Yeah, when I've watched that, I've been so... I can just see how frustrating it must be because you guys, they've got you running on treadmills. I mean, you're working out more than, like, 2 hours a day at least with the trainers?
I think we were doing close to four to five hours a week or a day, usually twice a day, once in the morning, once at night, and wedding activities through the rest of the day. Which I played football in high school, and I went through double sessions, and I think this was way worse than anything I've ever done.
Yeah, because you played for Monticello, right? Monticello High School?
Yeah, okay. Monticello.
All right. Why is it that you're working out 4 hours and, like, losing a pound? I don't understand that. I got to tell you, as a person watching who wants to lose weight, that unmotivates me. How do you overcome that and just take it for what it is and be happy with just 1 pound for all of that work?
Well, when you're in a situation like this, you know, it's hard not to be proud of your accomplishments. I mean, when you're losing weight to be healthier, I mean, it's not just for our wedding, it's for the rest of our lives. Yeah. You know, it's about starting, you know, when we start a family, it's about, you know, making sure our kids are healthy and, you know, sitting good, being a good example for them. So at first it's really hard, but, you know, after, you know, you get that in your head and, you know, that's the most important thing.
Well, and here you are, you're an executive chef at Anson, which I've got to say I've been to, and good food.
Yeah, and great entertainment, I think, on Thursday nights.
Oh, yeah, Billy Galt and all that, yeah. But
definitely.
Cooking up that kind of food is much different from what you have to do at home. I mean, so what is something the nutritionist has taught you that you think is something that could benefit all of us?
I think, you know, a lot of it is counting your calories.
Okay.
That's huge, and probably one of the biggest things is, and I still have trouble with this, is that when you're full, mm-hmm. you know, push your plate away. You don't have to finish it. You know, that if you're out at a restaurant, I have a huge problem with pizza, where if I have pizza in front of me, I'm just going to eat. But I had to, you know, train myself that, okay, now I'm full. I'm satisfied. Not full, but I'm satisfied. Okay. Push the plate away and save those calories for a little bit later.
All right.
I think a big thing, too, is just pushing yourself to try things that you don't think you can do. I mean, from the challenges that we had to do on the show, you know, Austin was scared of heights. I'm not athletic. And, you know, I would just kind of be like, I can't run a mile. And then, you know, now we signed up for a Illinois 10Ks, and we're doing up 5K every time there is one. And you wouldn't know this, but on the show, he had a stress fracture in his leg pretty much every day we worked out. And, you know, you can fight through any amount of pain. There's no excuse why you can't get off the couch. You just got to try to do something and put your mind to it, and then you'll find the results that you're looking for.
And it looks like in the previews for the next episode, Austin and Laura, a local couple on this reality show called Shedding for the Wedding, it looks like in the next episode, you guys are going to have to actually saw logs. And then there's, like, you have to learn how to pole dance?
Yep, we do learn how to pole dance. It's an actual great cardio workout that, you know, makes just like yoga or anything else they tell us. It gets you very limber and stretches a lot of muscles that we'd never probably utilize on a normal weightlifting and cardio exercise routine. And then Austin, if you tune in and you see, actually shows off he's got some great moves that I didn't know, you know, in our long relationship that he could pull off. And then the log cutting is definitely one of our challenges. Each week there's a different challenge to win a prize to, you know, build up to your dream wedding.
Right.
And they'll explain to you on the show why we do log cutting. But it ties into weddings very, very accurately and wedding traditions. But
okay.
Both things that we both haven't ever tried before. And started off bashful with the pole dancing, but ended up being fun and got a good workout doing it. And the log cutting presented its challenges just like every other challenge they give us each week. But I definitely think anyone that watches will be entertained watching Austin and I try to work the pole.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it. You can root on team football, Austin and Laura, from right here in Champaign on Shedding for the Wedding. It's 8 o'clock Wednesdays on the CW Network. And it really, I mean, it's a great show. And you guys, first of all, you are the most likable couple. And before we let you go, let me ask you this, because you're doing a ton of very challenging, very tough challenges. Is it harder to do those or to live with couples you don't know?
I definitely think there's a good combination of stress that's involved with both. Austin goes into each challenge trying to evaluate how badly do I want the prize, and that's kind of how much effort that he thinks he needs to put into it. So I kind of go in very competitively and want to win everything, and so I get very frustrated when we get, you know, second place repeatedly, like the cake challenge that we almost won. But, you know, we're with nine couples total from all across the country, and you're going to get a lot of different personality types and a lot of different motivations for being there, and couples dynamics are different. I think the show does a great job at showing, you know, everyone's goal at winning and everyone's goal at being there. But there's a lot of, you know, interaction that we can't fit into the whole episode that kind of makes your nerves a little tingly. And but ultimately, I made a lot of great friends out there. I'm sure Austin wants to say that as well.
I'd say they're both about equal. Like Laura was saying, you know, there's, you know, being from the Midwest, you know, we're a little different than New York and, mm-hmm. and California, you know, but, you know, that's just my view on growing up here. But, you know, the workouts, I mean, they're just as challenging. I mean, there's days where I'd have to push Laura out of bed to get her on her feet. I mean, we're that sore, that tired. You know, I was having injuries nonstop. And, you know, that just it wears on you, but, you know, it's that ultimate goal. You know,
right.
It's about pushing through and, you know, becoming the people that we wanted to become.
Well, you guys are easy to root on for sure, and I think you are the coolest couple, and my fingers crossed that you guys win, and I think you guys have every capability of taking the whole thing home. So we want to keep in touch with you. Would love to have you back on as the show ends.
Yeah, definitely.
And catch up with you then, too, okay?
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
All right, Wanda. I know your mom is listening, Austin, because I told her about this. And Laura, a friend of mine, Ashley Davis, says she knows you and wanted me to say hi. So hi to you from Ashley, and good luck, guys, and we'll be in touch, okay?
You. Have a great day.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Go team football.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. The CW Network, Shedding for the Wedding, and I've got a link to the website on our Facebook page, MyConnect FM. And we are Connect FM.